From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting a third day of protests in Iran. Supporters of the Iranian government demonstrated Saturday in the capital of Tehran as anti-government protests entered a third day and spread to other cities. The protests occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning Saturday against illegal gatherings. Protesters say they are fed up with the country's stagnant economy, which includes a 12.4 in unemployment rate and rampant inflation. U.S. President Donald Trump condemned the arrests of peaceful protesters Friday on Twitter, the president responding as reports emerged that more than 50 people had been detained over the previous couple of days. Thousands have participated in protests across Iran, which began Thursday in the city of Mashhad. China says it's not facilitating oil shipments to North Korea, which would be a violation of United Nations Security Council sanctions. This a day after Donald Trump accused China of doing so. Despite China's insistence that sanctions are being enforced, doubts persist in the U.S. A new strategy in Syria for the United States following the collapse of the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says now is the time for an attempt to move toward normalcy.
You'll see more U.S. diplomats on the ground, for example. So we're going to be training people how you clear IEDs. You don't want amateurs doing this thing. You're trying to set up, whether it be chlorinated water that prevents cholera, for example, schools open, that sort of stuff.
The approximately 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria would stay and provide security. This is VOA News. This week, the remaining members of the Presidential Advisory Council on HIV/AIDS, or PACHA, are said to have been fired by the Trump administration. Council members received a letter this week saying their appointments to the panel were terminated, effective immediately, according to a report in the Washington Post. PACHA was established in 1995 during the Clinton administration to advise the White House on HIV strategies and policies. Six of the members of council, upset by the White House actions on health policy, resigned in June. Scott Scotes, a lawyer with Lambda Legal, an LGBT rights organization, was one of them. A bomb blast this week in a Russian supermarket is apparently the work of Islamic State. The group claimed responsibility for the homemade bomb attack that injured 13 people. Russian investigators initially said they were treating the case as an act of attempted murder. However, on Thursday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the explosion was an act of terrorism. He made the assertion at the Kremlin during an award ceremony for Russian servicemen who had served in Syria. Funeral services being held in Egypt a day after a gunman opened fire outside a church south of Cairo and at a nearby Christian-owned store, killing nearly a dozen people, including a policeman.
The death toll climbing to 11 people. She had three girls, shouts one woman, as mourners gathered to pay their respects. Authorities say the gunman first opened fire at a Christian-owned shop, killing two people, before moving on to a church in southern Cairo, where the deadly rampage continued. Islamic State has now claimed responsibility for Friday's attack, but so far hasn't provided any evidence for the claim. The shooter, who was wounded and arrested, has been identified, and authorities say he's carried out several attacks since last year. Among those dead, a police officer, who witnesses say died while trying to close the church gate to stop the gunman from getting in. Islamic militants have claimed several attacks on Egypt's Christian minority in recent years, including two bombings in April and a 2016 blast at Cairo's largest Coptic cathedral that killed 28 people. Police are stepping up security measures around churches ahead of Coptic Christmas celebrations in January.
The Greek government said on Saturday it had appealed against an administrative decision to grant asylum to a Turkish soldier who fled to Greece after a failed coup attempt in 2016. An angry Turkey said earlier in the day that the decision by the Greek Asylum Service Committee, a panel of judges and experts, would affect bilateral relations with Greece and cooperation on regional issues. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.